Live from the studios of KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
It's time for Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop, with Prescott Unified School District's Soup of Schools, Joe Howard, and Assistant Soup, Marty Reed. Today's Talk of the Town is sponsored in part by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott College, Elite Reflections Salon & Day Spa, Augie's Restaurant, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Brewing Company. And now, here are your hosts for today's Talk of the Town Soup Scoop, Joe Howard and Marty Reed.
Welcome to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. I'm Joe Howard with my co-host, sit-in co-host today, Brian Moore, on Soup Scoop. Each month on Soup Scoop, we highlight the impact PUSD schools have in our community, as well as the dedicated students, teachers, and programs that make PUSD great. Our community's support for education is why PUSD has been the number one choice for families and the heart of Prescott for over 150 years. Today, we will be talking with teachers and students from a few of the Career Technical Education, or CTE, courses offered at Prescott High School. And we have just celebrated Labor Day, which is a federal holiday honoring the contribution that workers make to the strength, prosperity, and laws and well-being of our country. Our students recognize the value of a hard day's work, and through CTE courses and experiences offered at Prescott High School, students graduate ready to enter the workforce and succeed in our society. We welcome all of our guests today, and we look forward to hearing about the CTE courses and how they're allowing students to explore, learn, and possibly even start a career while in high school. We are so proud that our PHS students are graduating ready for college and careers with bright futures ahead. Brian?
Well, thank you, Joe. In our first segment, we will be talking to PHS Air Force ROTC instructors, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Bill DeKemper and Senior Master Sergeant Eric Appledorn, along with student cadet Captain Elisa LeBlanc. Elisa is the Cadet Corps Vice Commander this semester. She is responsible for making sure that the Cadet Corps runs smoothly on a daily basis. In our second segment, Chris Predmore from the Automotive Technology Department and a student of his will join us. And you will not want to miss talking with PHS multimedia teacher Robin Bryce and newly awarded Man of the Year Josh Orlando from the Boys and Girls Club, who work with a few students that he brought along in the multimedia classroom student at classroom at PHS. Then stay tuned as we catch up with Jennifer Woods, the CTE coordinator at PHS, and talk about all the courses offered at Prescott High School and what these opportunities mean for our students. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
There's nothing more Americana than Olson's Arizona Equifest. Now in its 16th year, it embodies our Western heritage of hard work and independence. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. The entire Olson's family would like to invite your family to the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds on Saturday, September 15th for a day of entertainment, learning, food, and fun. Admission is free. Come when you like, leave when you like, but I guarantee you won't run out of things to do and see at Equifest. Our title sponsors are Purina Mills and and Natural Balance Pet Foods. You see, Equifest is all about horses and dogs and the other fun stuff like Dutch oven cooking, antique tractors, building a stick horse, and shopping. At noon, we post the colors and do a special military salute in the main arena. Then watch the horses in the Legacy Ranch Horse Sale perform their specialties before the sale at 6:30. Got used tack you want to get rid of? Sell it at our tax swap. Want more info? Pick it up at any Olson store or go to olsonsfamily.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Our first guest today, or welcome back to Soup Scoop. Our first guest today are Air Force ROTC Lieutenant Colonel Bill DeKemper and Senior Master Sergeant Eric Appledorn, along with Cadet Captain Elisa LeBlanc. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Some hearty titles there.
Yeah. hard to get out.
Yeah. Bill, Elisa, and Eric, great to have you on the show. Mm-hmm. Bill, many times on the show.
Sure.
Elisa and Eric, welcome. Glad to have you here. So, Bill, we'll start out with you, Colonel DeKemper, because you're the guy who's been around, and you've been a part of this program for a long time, and it's such a point of pride in PUSD. You can hardly talk about PUSD without talking about PHS Air Force ROTC. So thanks for your role in that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, and so you have a new partner with you, and Eric's here with us. We'll be asking him some questions too. But why don't you tell us a little bit about how it's gone with having a new partner after I think Colonel Peoples was in for many years, 12 years since the beginning, and how's the new guy doing? Tell us a little bit about him.
The new guy's doing great. You know, it's always a big change when you have personnel change like that, but Eric came in this summer, and we started working even before school, you know, got together. And all I can say is it's just been almost seamless. I mean, he's come in and he's picking stuff up really quick, and just fantastic. I couldn't have got a better partner. So the whole start to the year has been fantastic, and we're looking forward to, you know, a lot of good stuff this year. We got a lot of events coming up, but he has really picked it up quick.
Well, I can tell you, on the outside or from my perspective, you can certainly see that. It's like you guys just hit the ground running and are quite the team, and your cadets are representing all over our community like always. So, Eric, welcome. You come to us from Dover, Delaware, I understand.
Yes, sir. I came from Dover, Delaware. That was my last news station. I retired in 16, went back to school, and finished my degree, and then was luckily hired here at Prescott High School. So I was super excited. Was not on my radar at all. It was not a place that I had ever thought about coming, but I came here, and I'm in love. I love it here.
Awesome.
It's been awesome.
Good.
Everybody I've met, the faculty, the staff, the students, are very welcoming, and I feel at home. I feel like this is it for me, so it's
glad,
a great place
glad
to be
hear.
Here.
Well, lucky for us, too. Any surprises for you or anything that you weren't sure of that you're like, oh, I had no idea?
Well, I mean, you always kind of think, what am I getting into? I had no clue what I was getting into as far as high school. It wasn't really on my radar or something. It's something I wanted to do, but I didn't really think about it too much. And then when I got hired, you start thinking, what am I getting into? But it's a program, you know, it's a program that seems to run very well,
yeah.
And it's set up very well. I'm fortunate enough to have a great mentor here to help me along. All the questions I can just turn around and say, "Hey, Bill, what's going on? What way do I need to go?" And I've been very fortunate that way. So,
awesome.
But working with the kids has been great. It's been incredible.
Yeah, and that's always a fun part too, when you realize what amazing kids we have in Prescott, but just in general, when you work with kids, the things that they can do just kind of blow us away. They're following your leadership roles. They're following the models that you guys set, and they do a good job of it, I think.
Yeah.
Well, and we have one of those students here, which when I was going, you know, Lisa and cadet captain. You know, I don't even know what that means. We'll get into that in just a second. But, Elisa, tell us a little bit about where you're coming from, how long you've been in Prescott, and what kind of brought you to be the cadet captain for this year.
Well, I moved to Prescott when I was 8, and now I'm 16. So that's 8 years. And I remember the JROTC program would go down to the middle schools and advertise, and they were like, "There's a rocket club," and being the big old nerd that I am, I went, "I need to be in this group. They have a rocket club."
So you knew from the start.
I was just like, "Do I want to do it?" And then rocket club, I was sold. So I did the freshman PE course, the like survival course, and there's like orienteering in there, which is kind of cross country and a treasure hunt combined into one. It's pretty fun. And we just took off running. I applied for the leadership course that we have, and last year I served as a personnel officer, and then now I'm vice commander. So I basically make sure that everyone cooperates, that nothing goes off the handles, and I do whatever needs to be done. Like the other day I was counting flags for the 9/11 ceremony. Ceremony.
And so when you're talking about that organization, I mean, are you talking just a couple of peer age students and cadets, or how many are we talking?
Leading? The leadership course has about 16 of us,
okay.
And we make sure that the whole corps runs smoothly. We organize all the events. We make sure that all the cadets' information is, like, up with headquarters, so we have everyone's ranks in, and we have everyone's physical, like, I forget the name for
it. Physical fitness test.
Physical fitness
right.
test.
Yep.
We make sure that all of that's entered, and we come up with goals. So we have to have 6 goals, and that goes to headquarters, too, for us to win our Distinguished Unit Award.
Distinguished Unit Award. We need to talk about that in a minute.
We should, because it's been many a years
that we continue to win.
Yes.
But first, I want to back Elisa up and talk about, you came here, you were telling me you came here in third grade from California. Tell us about your progression of schools in PUSD.
Started as an Abiaja Jaguar. Woo! First teacher was Mrs. Tilly, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I
went to
Mrs.
Granite
Tilly
Mountain. And then during the great Granite Mountain Goes to Mile High, went to Mile High for 8th grade. And then I went to PHS, and I'm still there. Have a year left.
So you were a Badger pup for a while at Mile High, and now,
Badger
you're,
pup,
now you're full
yeah.
on Badger.
Uh-huh. Yes,
there
I grew up into a Badger.
Very good.
Awesome. Yeah. What kind of plans do you have after high school? Do you plan on pursuing a military career, or what?
I actually don't, but I want to be an aerospace engineer, which is why the rockets got me in. I was just like,
awesome.
Wow, this is great. So I'm looking at Embry-Riddle and all the tech schools. But, yeah, after graduation, I just want to engineer rockets and go to space and stuff.
You know,
that'll work.
I said that when I was yay high. You know, well, actually, you can't see me. I was going yay high. And you may, Prescott could get you there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and your hard work.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Moore can do anything. Now he fixes bus routes. But that's for another show.
No.
That's for another show.
No,
Colonel Lee Kemper, will you talk about some of these amazing awards that and honors that this unit has won over the years?
You bet. We just got our 12th straight Distinguished Unit Award. What made it special this year was every third year, on average, headquarters will physically come out and do an inspection. And in those years, you can not only get the Distinguished Unit Award, but you can also get it with merit if you're selected as one of the top schools from all the distinguished units. And we got our 4th distinguished unit with merit this year. We've been inspected 4 times in the last 12 years directly, and we've got the with merit award every year. So we're really proud of the fact that we've got the highest award we can get every year that we've been in existence. So,
well, congratulations. That was fun to watch last year on our end. And and your, I don't know the correct name for it, but your marching, your group that did the marching.
Right.
What do you call those guys?
The 30-step drill.
The 30-step drill.
Yeah, they were
unbelievable.
Awesome. Yeah. And the inspector could not say enough things about the support in this town. I told him that we had a lot of support, but when the chief financial officer showed up, the superintendent, the assistant superintendent, when the mayor walked in, I think he got it.
Yeah.
He knew.
It's a special town that way. But your ROTC is all over this town, raising flags and doing ceremonies and things
Do a lot of community service.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So Eric, tell us a little more about this 9/11 ceremony coming up.
So we're bringing in all the kids. They're going to do a honor guard ceremony. They'll raise the flag. We have a couple people that will be speaking about their kind of a.
We got one person that was actually
involved
World Trade Center.
Was there. So she's going to come out and speak to us about that, and then just basically honoring those that have fallen in the past, and just kind of taking a little bit of time to remember what people have sacrificed for this country.
Excellent. And that'll be early morning on Tuesday at Prescott High School, 7:30. I'll be there.
It actually starts at 7:40.
7:40, okay. Mm-hmm. Been to many of those, and we have lots of students show up for that, and so that'll be a special moment, too.
Right.
Reminds me that at Abiah Judd, we also have on that day a Heroes Run. So the firemen and the policemen come on over to Abiah Judd, and the students honor them with a great cafeteria lunch.
And that's been a tradition well past the 15 years that I've been in the district.
You know, we need to offer them a color guard so we can come and eat with you guys.
Let's do it.
Yummy cafeteria food.
And before we wrap up here, how about, Bill, tell us just a little bit about the Vets Wall.
Sure. Coming up for Veterans Day, every year we put together a Veterans Wall, and the people at PHS, the students and staff, put names on the wall of anybody that, you know, relative, friend, whoever they want to honor. And we've been doing it now for, this is our 12th year, and so the wall has grown quite a bit since then.
Excellent.
And we've got some new ideas for some new things we might try this year, some electronic things, but it's a great way to honor vets in the area.
Awesome.
Thank you for letting us know about all that. And
Thanks for what you do, guys.
Absolutely. Yes. Bill, Eric, Elisa, thank you for joining us today. We will return from the break. When we return from the break, we will be talking to Chris Predmore and one of his students from PHS Automotive Technology Department. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at Q&A.com. We will be right back.
It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, during the Dell annual sale, we're offering up to 40% off select PCs with Intel Core processors and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Special financing available to qualified business customers when using Dell Business Credit. Go to dell.com/dbcpromos for details.
Ring, ring. ring goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back. Joe Howard here, and sitting in with me today, Chief Financial Officer Brian Moore. Good to have you on the show, Brian.
Well, thank you very much. And when I do the exit, I'll make sure I say KQ&A.
You're doing the letters.
Well, you're doing well for a rookie. Yeah, thanks a lot.
But hey, you know what? Everyone, you're listening to the Soup Scoop. We love when you tune in. Thank you for tuning in. We're here on this segment talking with PHS Automotive Technology Instructor Chris Predmore. And we've got R.J. Howell, Sr., and Travis Town, Sr. R.J. and Travis, are you both in third year?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We're going to get down to what happens during the 3 years in our quick 10 minutes here together. But we're glad to have you guys here today.
Yeah. And so, you know what, Chris, we're going to start out with you. You know, kind of tell us what kind of brought you to PHS then, because you've been in the position for now...
Not even a year,
because it was January of last year. And so, you know, kind of tell us about the automotive technology program at PHS and what students possibly thinking about wanting to go into could see and opportunities throughout the courses.
Excellent. Yeah, what got me into the position was I heard there was an opening, and I currently have worked in the field for 8 to 9 years now, and just saw that there was a need for obviously an instructor, and so I took the position and was fortunate to get it. And I'd like to really see that these kids have a place to go and have a good opportunity when they finish high school.
Cool. And they start out in automotive one and progress through what?
So, yeah, auto one.
Three, Brian, three.
Well,
one,
no.
Two, three.
Okay. You know what? I mean, I wanted to hear Chris talk about it.
Okay.
So, yes, auto one through three. First year auto one students, we take anybody that is interested in auto and may not have very much knowledge whatsoever about it. First year, and then we start to work on basic things, tires, tire changes, fixing flats, also a little bit of oil changing and brakes. Second year students will be doing brakes more in depth, cutting brake parts on the
cool
machinery at the shop. Also just kind of start from, you know, start to finish. Also some electrical in second, third year. Steering suspensions and engine performance. So that kind of takes up the whole program there.
And I would have knowledge enough to probably make it through the first quarter of the first course. Just throwing it out there.
We can get you
in. Yeah, but that's the whole learning piece.
That is true.
They'll take you right through it. Well, and seriously, that's the cool thing about, you know, our whole show today is about CTE, Career Technical Education. And, you know, RJ and Travis, my kids just graduated. My two boys just graduated. And I was like, you have to take auto shop. They wouldn't do it. They only take music classes because it's a life skill. One, whether you get into the field or not, you're going to save yourself money all your life. But two, if you get into the field, you're going to make good money. And there's creativity involved, and there's all kinds of great things involved. So you know more than me. So, RJ, I want to ask you, what got you into this program?
So I've been into cars pretty much all my life. Always been working on cars with my dad or my grandpa. Just always been around them. And when I got to Prescott High, I noticed they had the automotive program, and so I definitely knew I wanted to take it.
Cool.
So now I've been there 3 years and still love it.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So would you say it's kind of been your focus at Prescott High School?
Yeah, definitely. I really like to try to succeed in that class because it means a lot to me. I love cars, love all that. So
good. Now tell me just a little bit about where you came from as far as did you go to school in PUSD, you move here, or what? How'd you grow up?
Been in Prescott all my life. Went to Taylor Hicks Elementary, had this guy as my
I heard you had the best principal for 6 years throughout
right,
your career.
Exactly.
Just throwing that out there, just saying.
Yeah, and then
that's an opinion.
Thanks. Then, all right, go ahead.
Then went to Granite for middle school, and then at Prescott High for high school.
Awesome. So you're a Prescott boy all the way through.
Right.
Okay. Travis, how about you? Did you grow up in the Prescott area also, or?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Grew up here. Also went to Taylor Hicks.
Uh-huh.
I smiled when I saw both these boys come on.
Oh, yeah.
then went to Mile High and then PHS.
Okay. And what drew you to this program?
Always been around cars all my life also, and really interested me to learn a little bit more about them and get certified in the, you know.
In the business.
In the business.
Very good. Kind of leads me to a question just about, you know, can students earn certification to start working in the field throughout the program that you have, Chris?
Yes, absolutely. And that is a big deal for us. We really want them to graduate with a certification. So the third year completers can take a junior ASE certification test and leave the program with that, which gives them a lot of clout coming out of high school to join the industry and have something to show that they've been paying attention in auto class.
Yeah.
We are a dual enrolled program with Yavapai College.
And I was hoping you'd mention that.
Also, they can walk away with a auto technician MLR cert from Yavapai College. So combined, it's pretty outstanding what we can get them out of high school.
Good stuff, gentlemen. Do you have your sights set on what you want to do out of high school specifically, or are you gonna kind of wait and see? What are you thinking, RJ?
I'm planning on going to a trade school after high school. I'd like to go to UTI down in the valley.
Nice.
So I'd like to do that. Mm-hmm. So I've been hoping to be able to make that happen.
That's great. You know what? When I graduated high school, I moved to Phoenix. And one of my roommates, I graduated from Prescott High School with Frankie Alvarez, and he went to UTI.
Okay.
And graduated with a certificate for that. That guy can fix anything.
Right.
He had the baddest Camaro in town.
Did he?
I'll tell you that. Yeah. Travis, what about you? What are you thinking maybe you might do with this certificate if you receive it?
If I receive this certificate, seeing where that takes me from there, if maybe go to Yavapai Colleges and completing some more courses, maybe like the welding course,
cool
stuff like that.
Good stuff. And to all our listeners out there, so here's a couple guys that'll be available for hire one of these days. So keep your eye on them.
Well,
give me a call. I'll get you in touch with them.
Well, I know both of them, and absolutely. And you know, the demand for qualified folks in this field, Chris, you would know kind of where that's at. You know, what are kids looking at demand-wise exiting high school or going into a college area that they can then pursue a career?
It's really huge. Right now there's a shortage, in a lot of fields, obviously, we know that, but automotive being one of them, diesel techs, it's all out there. They're waiting for people with arms open to accept them, to get them into the training that they want to do. So we want to work with companies in town. We're trying to get we want to get kids out to them. They're had a couple knocking on our door so far, and we're trying to get them some. We can always use their help and try to make them succeed.
Awesome. Let's talk Vegas, shall we?
Yep.
Last night at our school board meeting, our school board approved an out-of-state travel request from this group, from Mr. Predmore and the gang. I think four of your boys will be going to Vegas.
Yes.
Tell us what this is about. This is academic in nature, I understand.
Yeah, SEMA has been around for many years, over 40 years, specialty equipment market association, and it's huge. In the car world, there's nothing much bigger than this event. It's the epicenter of aftermarket car tuning and performance. Everybody that's anybody will be there, from big manufacturers to aftermarket shops and people, stars, everything. And the association is very big into education. They want young people to understand what kind of business they can get into and what's out there. They also want to help people in business and succeed in the aftermarket industry. So it's going to be really busy for us. We're planning to do 3 days there, but we're going to try to pack in as much as we can.
Yeah, and I looked through that packet last night that you shared with us, and I think our listeners could probably look up SEMA in Vegas. And take a look at the educational piece to this. It's serious stuff. I mean, this is like a conference for our automotive teachers and our young students. to come in and see what the industry has to offer. So are you guys excited about it? RJ, what do you think?
Super excited.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Okay. And Travis, you're going too?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Good. Okay. And so tell us again when this is going to be.
October 29th through the 31st.
Okay. Yes. Okay. What is it you guys are looking forward to most with this?
Just probably all the unique cars out there. I know there's going to be anything out, you know.
Anything and everything.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm excited.
Travis, anything you're looking for particular?
I'm excited to see, like, the different career fields there are out there.
Good.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, in this case, we have to go the reverse of the Las Vegas slogan. And when you go on a field trip from PUSD, what happens in Vegas does not stay in Vegas.
We will know
back.
Everything.
You guys have to come back and tell us what you learned and how it went. And we're excited about this.
Yeah, the governing board may want to have an update just because I think it's the first automotive technological class trip that we've went on. So we're running this segment almost down. Let me just say, if you had to talk to a student that was interested possibly going into the auto class for Auto 1, give a couple words on what they could think that would excite them about doing that.
You learn everything, and you get, you know, you can walk out of there with certificates to be able to have a good job in the future.
Hands-on?
Yep, hands-on a lot. And Chris is a great teacher, so.
Can't beat that, guys.
Yep.
Well, Chris, RJ, Travis, thanks for being on the show. Let us know how Vegas goes. We appreciate you being here, and we're so excited about your program. When we return, we'll have PHS Multimedia teacher Robin Bryce and Boys and Girls Club member Man of the Year Josh Orlando, along with PHS students, to be talking to us about those programs. You're listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A Soup Scoop. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. The Navajo County Sheriff's Office says it's unclear whether a boy drowned Monday in a bathtub.
The Sheriff's Office says 5-year-old Donovan Lancer had a history of seizure-like episodes. So overnight Monday morning, the boy vomited, messing himself and his bedding.
The mother had placed the child into the tub to clean off the child and then went back to clean up the mess, the bedding, and the items where the child had vomited. When she came back, she found the child in an unresponsive state.
Chief Deputy Randy Moffitt says the mother called 911 and the son was taken to the hospital where he died. The sheriff's office is calling this a possible drowning and an autopsy is pending. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
A Sedona home has sustained an estimated $250,000 in damages following a fire.
Neighbors in the Casa Contesta neighborhood noticed the home on fire Sunday. They called 911 and advised the residents who were still in the home the roof was on fire. Sedona Fire District spokesman John Davis explains.
All of the burn patterns were up high in the attic, and the burn pattern points to a lightning fire.
I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Widely scattered showers and brief isolated storms ending this evening with a low after bedtime near 59 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, warming to sunny highs of 86 tomorrow and Friday, up to 89 Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 20% chance of a spot shower or storm, then clearing this evening, cooling overnight to near 63, heating up to a sunny 95 tomorrow and Friday, up to 98 Saturday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Soup Scoop continues on KQNA.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Sanctuary cities, a radical and dangerous immigration policy that bans local police from working with federal officials to catch and deport criminal illegal immigrants. Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema supports sanctuary cities, even though these cities release criminal illegal immigrants wanted by federal law enforcement back on our streets. Experts warn that sanctuary cities create safe havens for known criminals, victimizing innocent Americans. It's wrong and it's dangerous. Yet Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema votes to fund sanctuary cities that release these lawbreakers back on the streets. Sanctuary cities put us all at risk. It has to stop. Call Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema at 602-956-2285. Tell her to stop funding dangerous sanctuary cities and vote for H.R. 4805, the No Federal Funding to Benefit Sanctuary Cities Act. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town. I'm Brian Moore, here with Joe Howard. We would like to welcome our next guest, Robin Bryce, Josh Orlando, Mason Peddington, and Ashlyn Cumming.
Hello.
This is Badger Media crew right here, and I think long from now, when I look back on some of my favorite parts of PUSD, I'm going to remember how the four of you in this room were the people who started this program, because it's rocking right now, and in the future, I know we have waiting lists. There are going to be so many kids. Badger Media will be famous across the world.
I hope so.
The world.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes. It's already famous across town. And at some point, you guys are going to start working for businesses and folks in town. You guys have a product, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, I want to talk to Josh Orlando. How are you, Josh?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. And it's fun to see you, Josh, all the time up at the high school, or I'll pop into Mile High Middle School. We've got a program going over there. And you're teaching kids all kinds of things about how to work with media and all the technology. But I think you might be most famous right now for having just recently won the Business Person of the Year award, I think through CTE. I don't know a ton about it. Could you just tell us a little bit about what this award was?
You know, I have to start by saying I was kind of broadsided by this award.
That's how we like
definitely,
to do it.
I would say that the award came from the nomination of a few teachers that we work with pretty extensively, and I have to say thank you to them for the most gracious nomination. Hopefully, I'm doing you guys proud. Businessman of the Year, basically, I don't know really how to talk about this. I've been trying to figure it out. But basically, the teachers think we're doing a good job, and I've been trying to help put together a program with between Boys and Girls Club and the schools, and we're trying to create a kind of a multi-tiered session that starts at middle school and goes into high school and allows kids to really develop into really well-crafted media professionals.
Excellent. And this is one of the most unique partnerships I've been able to work with, because you are not our employee. You're an employee of Boys and Girls Club, correct?
Yeah, I am not. I am actually a studio engineer that lives here, and you guys approached me to build your studio.
That's right.
And then we found that our studio is extra, extra cool, and that we needed some extra education for some of our other teachers. And so Boys and Girls Club picked me up, and they keep me in your classrooms to keep it going and keep the teachers teaching and keep us all learning.
So we have to give a shout-out to Gerald Stozak for his vision in that and
definitely
knowing you and helping to grab you and come to us and say, would you guys – and he's always so gracious, but saying, would you guys be interested in everything that he starts with that? Would you be interested? We're always like, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yes,
huge,
that would be
interest.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be wonderful. So we've now expanded that to the middle school. And Robin Bryce – like
hello,
one
Joe.
Of the one of the best visionaries I've ever known.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
Like just creates wonderful things and helps kids to create wonderful things. Tell us your role in getting this thing started.
So like 4 or 5 years ago, our principal, Stephanie Hilly at the time, was like, yeah, I got this room in the back of the middle of the library. It's behind the library. Who wants to jump on this? And I said, I'm all about this. You know, being in radio when I was in college and, you know, working in the film and TV industry now. I was all about that. So we started with this old gear from 1970s, 1980s, moving into a couple iPods, which, you know, these two lovelies, Ashlyn and Mason, finally got to use until then. Whenever Gerald approached me and said, how can we help? How can Boys and Girls Club help you? And I said, you want to help me? Get me a Josh Orlando to make the studio run. And they brought in the Josh Orlando, and now it is, I think, on par with some of the best media programs in the nation. I don't even know what anybody else is doing. I don't even care, because what we're doing is so amazing that anything else even be better? So it's just rocking and rolling. We have real studio experience these kids get. We do a live or a pre-recorded broadcast every day. These kids are learning about film and TV. We're getting into audio production. We're moving in toward to VR, 3D animation, you know, programming, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, we're just growing, and it's just amazing. And you're right, Badger Media Studios will be famous someday. Mark those words. People will know the name.
By now, our readers are their interest is peaked. So, so real quick before we talk to the students, can you just tell us where can our readers look online to see us streaming?
So we're available on YouTube. You can find us at Badger Media Studios, I believe, is our YouTube channel. And also recently, actually, we got a partnership with Signals AZ, where Signals AZ is posting our content online. So if you hop on over there, you can also see us. So come check us out online sometime soon.
Thank you very much, Robin. And I would like to talk a little bit to Mason and Ashlyn. Talk to me about your journey, because your grade level is 12. You're a senior, right?
Yep.
All right. Both of you.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. And so when did you start in the program, and what's taken you through the journey this so far all the way to your senior year?
I started my freshman year, and I'm actually an early graduate, so he was in a sophomore year, and we both kind of jumped headfirst into the program. Ms. Bryce offered us an opportunity to go film a football walkout video, and since then, me and Mason have just been completely involved with the program, and we love watching it grow.
Yeah, I mean, we started out with iPods, and now we've moved on to actual video cameras, which was it's a really, really good opportunity, because you're actually getting hands-on experience that you would use in the actual industry, but you're getting it in a classroom beforehand before you have to go out into the world and get starter jobs and everything. You're getting all that in a classroom, which is very, very good for us.
Yeah, I mean, I never had anything like that. Well, the technology didn't exist when, you know, I don't even want to say what year I graduated. And what are you looking forward to using the skills that you've learned through the program after high school?
I'm going to try to pursue a career in this. Right now, my plan is to go to NAU on the creative media bachelor's degree there.
Cool.
And I just want to continue to further my knowledge and hopefully gain a career in this field.
I'm trying to get as many foot in the doors as I can, so to speak, and then I'm going to try to go after this when I'm out of high school or maybe after a little while of kind of figuring out stuff and trying to leap right into the industry and learn a lot as much as I can.
Well, it's been really fun to watch both of you to be leaders in this program. Rob and Bryce, you had something to say.
And I was just going to say, these kids even now are gaining experience, not only in the studio, but these kids, both of them, get jobs outside of Prescott High School, working in some real experiences. Mason is working with the NAZ Suns. Ashlyn is working the Northern Arizona Suns, NAZ, right? Yeah, and Ashlyn is working at Yavapai College. So these kids are getting like real experiences and earning real paychecks, which is awesome.
Well, and even helping Prescott Unified School District with the projects.
We've hired both of you board meetings and our slideshows and
convocation.
Boys and Girls Club has hired them to do Dancing for the Stars.
So our readers can our listeners can contact Rob and Bryce if they're looking for someone to do a project for them.
Absolutely, because they do good work. All right. So after when we return from the break, Joe and I will be talking with the CTE coordinator about all the career and technical education opportunities available for the students at Prescott High School. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m. 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Hey, welcome back to the Soup Scoop on KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm Joe Howard here with Brian Moore, stepping in today for Marty Reed. Thanks for being here, Bri.
Absolutely.
And welcome to Jennifer Woods, our new CTE coordinator at PHS. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, glad you're here.
Very much so. And so, you know, let's lead out with just people hear CTE. I mean, tell us what CTE is all about, starting with the acronym.
Career Technical Education.
And what kind of courses that are CTE courses can students take at the high school? And what's the focus kind of career and technical education classes?
So CTE, Career and Tech Education, the focus is academic foundation coupled with hands-on experience. So they're getting all the classwork experience, they're getting all the content, they're getting all the knowledge, and then they're applying it. Math is great, English is great, all necessary, but our CTE classes, we give them all that academic foundation, and then we say, go into a doctor's office, go on to a radio station and get experience.
And so it's really whenever, you know, go through college for teachers, they always talk about connect to the real world. Make those applications. And so these courses are kind of designed to just even by definition provide that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're all in education and our education was very, very important. I always say, though, it didn't really happen. I didn't really get it until I got into the classroom. And I went, oh, that's what they meant about this, or that's what they meant. That hands-on experience is really crucial.
Well, and what kind of classes can students expect to have those experiences in?
We have some great classes offered on our campus. We have our business management class taught by our dynamic teacher, Lori Dreher. We have our digital communications taught by the outstanding Pam Willard. Digital communications, a little bit different than what Robin Bryce is doing. Digital communications, we're focusing on the written, the editing, and huge nowadays, social media.
Yeah.
There's so many opportunities where kids can be writing, editing, content, all of that stuff in the social media world. So, and that's what digital communications is going to be focusing on.
Is digital still trading semesters with the media program that Robin's doing, or is that?
I don't think so. I think they're two
separate
entities.
And Robin's is TV and film.
This one is more of the written concept. We also have the automotive, film and TV. We have network technologies, which is our A+ certifications, all computer, cyber learning, all those different things. And then we also, working with Mountain Institute CTED, we have pre-engineering classes, we have aviation, culinary, medical professions, CNA courses, welding courses, electrical line. We have so many opportunities for the kids to take.
And so those first courses that you mentioned all the way up into the computer networking, those are on site at Prescott High School,
correct? Those are on our campus,
And then the other ones are at the CTED. They changed it.
It was called JTED this summer.
Right. It's like we're changing
August
it to 2nd. CTED.
Right.
Which actually is good because there was JTED and CTE, and now it's just CTE.
So now it's the C in CTED is also career.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes it a little easier.
It does.
And those are at an unbelievable campus. over by the airport.
That's right.
That the kids can have opportunities. So.
Yes, amazing. If you haven't been out there, they often have open houses and activities. You can go out and view the programs that they have out there. It's outstanding.
Is there a program or a couple programs in PUSD that are our lead programs or our most popular programs, or is it pretty evenly split up?
You know, I think it all depends on the kids. I think what the kids are interested in.
Depends on that class.
Absolutely. I do think our business management is going to be an up-and-coming. It was for many years. And I think so many of our students go into the business field, whether they end up owning their own business, and all great skills for them to have.
Sure, and Lori Dreher knows how to build that program. And
she does.
And over the years, she's had lots and lots of success with that and future business leaders rolling out from that and the whole deal.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, when it comes to just the classes themselves, I mean, do they start freshman, sophomore? I mean, when can a student start looking into taking one of our on-campus or even at the CTED Mountain Institute campus?
We're looking at 10th grade right now, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders, but the counselors and the administrators, we're all looking at trying to maybe offering a course to our freshman students called Career Exploration, and we're hopefully, you know, giving everybody, all freshmen, a little sampling of what is to come.
Which is great because there are guidelines or regulations when it comes to the classes themselves, which all specifically start at 10th grade.
Right.
But it's great to have the 9th graders get a little excited at what
yeah.
can look forward to.
We'd love for them to be funded at 9th grade. They used to be funded at 9th grade, but our legislature pulled that, cut that.
Yes.
And we'd love to see that come back someday.
Absolutely.
Because what happens is a lot of our kids will commit to programs in 9th grade, and so they don't get these CT opportunities until 10th grade. And so that's just that's an issue statewide that we need to work on.
And I know they are working on that. It's on the topic of every meeting that I've been to. How can we get 9th grade funding back?
Good. Will you share with us, Jennifer, you talked about some stats from a Harvard study that were pretty interesting.
Yes. So 2018, we are looking at 57% of careers are going to need these middle skilled labor requiring technical skills. So all of these CTE courses, 57% of the careers out there in the world today require this, compared to only 33% of careers would need a four-year degree.
That's compelling.
Wow.
Out of Harvard.
Huge.
We learned
out of
this.
Harvard.
Yep. Yep.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of data out there. We're hearing this more and more. It's not just about college. It's about career.
Absolutely.
Well, Jennifer, you're new to this position,
and
we're very excited about it. You're not new to PUSD. We know you teacher of the year background and things like that. What are you most excited about?
Building the programs, working with the kids. It's a different component, not being in the classroom teaching, but I get to work with some amazing teachers, and that's really exciting. So.
Awesome. Well, Jennifer, I wish we had more time with you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Perfect.
We're going to have you back. So thank you so much for helping to make all these opportunities available for our students, and we'll keep our eye on it. On today's Soup Scoop, we've had an opportunity to talk with teachers and students from just a few of the outstanding CTE courses offered at Prescott High School. Thank you to our Air Force ROTC leaders, Bill DeKemper and Eric Appledoom, along with Cadet Captain Elisa LeBlanc. We've heard from the automotive and technology teacher, Chris Predmore, and his students, R.J. Howell and Travis Town. And how about our multimedia teacher, Robin Bryce, and our Boys and Girls Club sponsor and Man of the Year, Josh Orlando, joined by Mason Pennington and Ashlyn Cummings. Finally, a great chat with CTE coordinator Jennifer Woods. Thank you, Jennifer. And Jennifer shared about opportunities available for all of our PHS students. We're incredibly proud of our staff and our students, and we look forward to continuing to offer Prescott students world-class educational opportunities and programs and classes like the ones that we've shared today. Join us again on Soup Scoop next month on October 3rd at 2018 at 4 p.m. You've been listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.